to the chapel and we're gonna get married. Going to the chapel and we're gonna get married.
There is a sense of well-being and
calm.
Calm that comes with saying, I don't have to eat every dessert. I don't need to eat.
But what if you love
courses.
Dessert?
Well, but all that sugar is not good for you, and I don't think.
What if you like having cavities?
Well, that's stupid.
Well, so how do you recondition a brain that's set to chaos and sugar to understand?
That's self-discipline, and that takes a lot of time. But
cool,
I think.
But is it fun, self-discipline? Like, where's the fun in that? It is your it's your hypothesis that self-discipline, monogamy, stability breeds a life in a brain that is happier
and more creative.
You'd be happy, but like, do you think people now can be happy being married?
Look at my kids.
Mom,
what
do you think people now would be happy being married?
Yeah.
I don't think people can be married anymore.
I do.
Why do you think I should get married?
I think it's the way you grow with someone. It's a commitment.
Can't you grow alone? Do you have to grow with someone?
I think you do grow well with somebody. I think it's a good, enriching experience. Yeah, I do. Look at this house.
Mom!
What, dear?
Well, what happens if I don't get married?
That's fine, too. I'll love you anyway.
Is it a question of love? Like, will you love or not love me based on marriage and children?
No, I think it is a way to develop yourself in relationships because you have to give and take. And
but what if I give and take in my work and friend relationships?
You can do that, but there's something special about having one person who knows you well.
Well, what am I supposed to do to find that person?
Well, that's... You've been pretty good at finding...
Keeping. Keeping is the issue.
Yeah. That's hard.
So now what am I supposed to do while everybody else gets married and has kids? Where is your motherly advice?
Well, I don't know what the advice is. It's such a different time. I think marriage is the way to go.
Well, how the devil am I supposed to find someone to marry?
I think it is sloppy living not to be monogamous.
Why is it sloppy?
Why is it sloppy?
Is that not just a judgment on your part? Because you don't know either way. You only know monogamous.
It has to do with self-regulation, which is important in life.
And you think that people learn self-regulation by the barrier of another human?
No, by the commitment of another human, you strengthen. You strengthen monogamy. You strengthen the bonds. If you can go out and be with anybody you want, whenever you want, it's kind of like an undisciplined brain, a run amok brain scan.
It is your it's your hypothesis that self-discipline, monogamy, stability breeds a life in a brain that is happier
and more creative. I think that I do think this. I think that a random giving in to whatever you want to do messes with your creativity. It's like if you keep yourself organized about some moral values, you've
which
got the
stick
ability.
Goes where?
Huh?
Which stick goes where?
Okay. Well, I think being intentional, committed, disciplined in one period of your life allows the highest level of creativity.
Is there no other way to do it than monogamy? That's it?
Well, I've never met anybody. I've never met anybody in my experience who has lived in a non-monogamous situation that I thought had any character.
Never.
Never.
Why would it make you happy to see me walk down an aisle? What would it mean to you?
Oh, Zoe, first of all.
No, I'm serious. Why? But what about that dress? You're always talking about me wearing a dress.
No.
So what would it mean to you? Is there like a greater meaning to you? It's like a...
No.
But it's like a societal...
I would love to see you find a guy who loves you as much as you love him and who you work through life's challenges with, and you created a bond that grew through the years in a relationship where you each helped each other grow and learn new things.
Is it because you are concerned that I won't be able to do those things for myself?
No. I think you have a very good life. But I think one of the things that I am lacking is a really wonderful, loving partner who we push and pull and struggle and learn things together and do stuff together and learn and have fun. That's a real missing in my life. Now, you have that. You know, you have guys to do stuff with. And I have men friends, but I really miss that loving part of my life. And I'd like you to have it.
So it's a bit of a projection.
Yeah,
you are admitting.
I mean, I have to tell you, that's a big loss in my life.
Do you think this is an age thing where, like, at your age, it's important to have a partner, and maybe at my age, it's not as important?
Well, I did think it was important.
I appear to be so much happier than most of the people that I know.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Like who?
And I think it's a sickness of the culture. I think the culture we live in...
You don't have many friends who are married.
I have none, actually. But I think the culture that we live in doesn't allow room for a happy relationship. I think our culture now crushes any kind of... It feels like you're settling no matter what. Because the world feels so connected and endless.
Wow, really?
Yeah, that, like, how could you ever, like... There's actually... It's like sometimes I go to the deli in Brooklyn, and the deli in Brooklyn is the most confusing place in the world, right? Because you don't even, you're like, I'm thirsty, and you go to the deli, and you're like, holy mackerel, do I want a organic cold-pressed ginger ale from a Brooklyn Soda Works? Do I want one of seven kinds of coconut water? And within the coconut waters, there's like 14 variations of like the different ways it's made, the color it is, whatever. Do I want a real sugar Coca-Cola from Mexico? Do I want a smoothie? Do I want like a Martinelli's apple juice? And I sit there and I look at these drinks and then I just freak out and give up. And I go home and drink water because I just can't. The options are just dizzying.
Too many.
It's just too many. How do you pick?
Well, I haven't met many men who are that interested. I am attracted more to someone's mind than I am.
They're bald and have a drinking problem.
So, where are these? They're not on Tinder. Trust me.
Well, Tinder's not the right medium.
Maybe I need to go on these really expensive dating,
Yeah, throw money at the problem. I think that's the way to do it. Is there no hope for fate and chance and life?
Yeah.
But see, this is where the issue becomes, is like when people are all honing in on these dating apps, they inherently reject the magic and light and the hands of fate in their lives. And I think that somehow,
why do you do that?
It blocks them. Because they don't believe in it, it's like, if I believe it, I'll see it. You know, like, if your antennas are out and your body is open and your mind is willing, then you meet people. If you're, like, consistently with your head down on your phone, like, setting up dates on some bullshit app that you're paying some, like, you know, wily little Indian dudes to set up, you're in trouble. You know, you're going to miss the moment to seize that magic. So I don't know.
No, I agree with you.
I think you
have a really good point.
I just don't think people can love themselves enough anymore to love someone else selflessly.
Oh, really?
I don't think so. I think there's a real undercurrent of of deep, dark sadness.
You do?
Yeah, I do. Because people don't treat each other well or with respect.
Is that true?
Yeah. So how can you expect to be in a loving, lasting partnership if you don't know how to treat someone with dignity or yourself?
It's true. I completely agree.
I just, my question is, so you always talk about you want to go say yes to the dress. Why the dress? What is it?
Oh,
what for you
I'd
as a
like
mom?
I'd like to see you in a beautiful white dress, but I don't care about that. I just would like you, I would like you to be
I think
happy
you're
with
lying.
No.
I think you just do want to see this dress. There's something about this dress.
No,
I don't.
No, I would like to see you with somebody that you love.
Well, you're really asking a lot.
Oh, okay. Well, but you have to understand, I would like you.
Would you feel more comfortable and happier as a mother if I was married?
Yeah.
Like when you went to bed at night and you were like, check in with myself and how my kids are doing.
And were with a guy who loved you and you loved them, yeah, I feel great.
All right, well, then I guess I'll get married.
But you don't. You can't. The guy you love is...
Oh, shit. All right.
Yeah.
Well, then...
It's a problem.
I'll just go back to me and my dogs and my tears and my bonbons and my daytime soaps. Hello, listeners. Another beautiful winter day here in New York City. I want to say, as always, thank you to my amazing mother. We are deep into our passion project of finding passion for her in her life. I don't know if anybody out there knows any very charming, brilliant Scrabble players who love dancing and movies and discussions and book clubs and NPR and Charlie Rose, who may want to spend Sundays listening to old Car Talk episodes with my mom. She is amazing company. She's an excellent charades player, and she is one of the most brilliant minds that I've ever had the pleasure of spending time with. So please send any resumes of beautiful, wonderful, warm-hearted men my way. My email is genuinelyfalse@gmail.com. Maybe through our extended network we can find her the love that she surely deserves. As always, please follow me on my Twitter, genuinelyfalse. I do live Periscope videos from there as well. If you could take a second and review my podcast on iTunes, it would mean the world to me. That is, of course, if you don't like it and you're just listening because you're bored. if you love it, if you like it, I'm really trying to climb up the ranks here. So every star rating, every actual written review is worth its weight in gold, and I would really appreciate it if you could take a minute of your time. What else? I think that's it. Many episodes coming up. This episode was edited by my trusty Barry Jive, i.e. Jordan. Thank you, Jordan, for your help, and I hope you have a wonderful week ahead. There is nothing fair in this world. There is nothing safe in this world. And there's nothing sure in this world. And there's nothing pure in this world. Look for something left in this world.